All right, Pig. I want you to start by focusing on your breathing. We're going to have you take a couple nice, slow, deep breaths in and out. And with each breath in, I want you to imagine that you are breathing in a pink cloud of relaxation. And with each breath out, I want you to imagine that you are exhaling a black cloud of stress and tension. Good pig. Now, I want you to imagine a pink ball of light floating in front of you. This pink ball of light has a warm, peaceful glow. And as you stare at this pink ball of light, your head just feels so warm and fuzzy. Now, I want you to imagine that this pink ball of light is floating down, down towards your feet. And as it covers your feet, they just naturally start relaxing. Some people feel this relaxation as a tingling. Others feel this relaxation as a numbness. And some piggies feel nothing at all, but their bodies relax just the same. And the warm pink light rises up now, rising up over your ankles. Feel your ankles start to tingle and go numb in the warm embrace of that pink light. Good pig. It's so easy to sink deeper and deeper into that relaxation as the pink light rises up, up over your calves now. Feel your calves growing so warm as all the stress and tension just drips out of them. And as the pink light rises up, up over your knees, and up to your thighs, perhaps you will notice how your excitement is growing even stronger now. It's easy to get excited when you are headed into a deep trance, and you know that the more excited you get, the more suggestible you will become. Good pig. Feel that warm, pink light rising up, up over your crotch now. And whether you feel your crotch growing so excited, or you let it tingle and go numb into the relaxation of trance, you know that you are becoming so relaxed and suggestible. And you know that you are sinking deeper and deeper into trance. That's right, pig. Feel that relaxation rising up again, rising over your stomach now, feeling your stomach tingling in that warm blanket of relaxation, or perhaps even going numb into the helplessness of a good trance. It's so easy to sink deeper and deeper for me now, dropping down into an even deeper trance as the pink light rises up, up over your chest. Feel that growing warmth radiating throughout your chest now. And as it does, perhaps you will notice how it's making your relaxing breathing feel even more relaxing. Good pig. Sink deeper and deeper into that enjoyment and relaxation of letting that pink light rise up, up over your shoulders now. Many pigs enjoy experiencing this part like it's a nice warm massage, working out any stress or tension that just happens to be trapped there. Just letting all of that drip out of your mind. Good pig. Imagine that pink light splitting into two and traveling quickly down both arms now. Feel that warmth of tingling relaxation rushing down your arms, making them feel so warm and lazy. And as you let that lazy feeling creep into your hands, you can rest assured that no matter how helpless I make you here today, you will always be able to use them if the need arises. And knowing that, you are free to let them tingle and go numb, just like the rest of your body. Feel that pink light rising up over your neck, and you can let out a sigh of relief as all that stress and tension just starts dripping out of your neck. You are a good pig, and you deserve some time to yourself to just listen and relax, and just let your neck get so tingly and numb. Feel as that pink blanket of light rises up over your face now. You can really sink deeper and deeper, and let all that stress and tension just drip out of your face. Feel as your brow ridge relaxes, and just let your whole face just tingle and go numb. Good pig. That pink light is at the top of your head now, and you can feel yourself totally relaxed from head to toe. But it does not stop there. You can feel the pink light penetrating deeper and deeper into your head. It is sinking into your brain now, and you can just let your brain start to tingle and go numb as the powerful forces just take away all your worries, take away all your cares, take away all the stress of your day-to-day life. It's all gone in a shimmer of light. You are a good pig, and you can just accept this pig pleasure. All right, pig, I would like you to take a moment to focus on some visualization for me. We are going to use this to access the deepest and raunchiest parts of your mind. I would like you to focus for me on the image of an elevator. Really focus on it in your mind. I want you to imagine walking towards it. You know this elevator will take you into the deepest parts of your mind. You have likely used it many times before, but today we are going to ride it down to the most secret place in your mind. And as you step towards the elevator, the door opens with a ding, and you step inside. You press B for basement, and the elevator lurches downwards as it begins its descent. Already, you intuitively grasp that each number that this elevator counts down will make you sink into a slightly deeper and deeper trance until you're so deep that you are just totally helpless to accept any of these suggestions. 100, 99, 98, Feel yourself sinking down into that deep state of trance. 97, 96, 95. You know that every time you see or hear me say the phrase, deeper and deeper, you will quickly sink into a profoundly deep state of trance. 94, 93, 92. And if you're already in trance, when you see or hear me use the phrase, deeper and deeper, you will slide into an even deeper state of trance, where everything just feels so good. 91, 90, 89, 88. It's so easy to sink deeper and deeper for me. Isn't it, Pig? You can just focus on what feels good. 87, 86, 85, 84, 83. And even the piggies who think that they're just pretending to be hypnotized can easily imagine focusing on the pleasure of enjoying the fantasy of hypnosis and just letting the world around them drift away as they get more absorbed in this fantasy of sinking deeper and deeper into trance for me. 82, 81, 80, 79, 78. That's right, Pig. Really focus on exactly how it feels in your fantasy to sink deeper and deeper into trance for me. Perhaps you might start to notice some of those sensations now. Good pick. 77, 76, 75, 74, 73, 72. And whether you imagine that you are becoming totally helpless now, or that you will be helpless to accept my suggestions at the end of the countdown, you know that a part of you has already decided that you will become totally helpless. It's just a fact that you have already accepted. 71, 70, 69, 68, 67, 66. That's right, Pig. A part of you has already given up control. Perhaps you even gave it up the moment you pressed play. Or maybe your desires are stronger than that. You might have even given up control when you first decided that you would listen to this recording. 65, 64, 63, 62, 61, 60, 59. And since you have already agreed to give up control to me, why not really cement yourself in that role by sinking deeper and deeper, sinking so deep in trance that you will be absolutely unable to resist any of these suggestions? After all, that's why you're here, isn't it? 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51. You are here to just totally let go and revel in the submissive thrill of being totally helpless to accept. Perhaps you will find yourself feeling increasingly aroused when you imagine that concept. Imagine that now, Piggy. Imagine how desperately aroused you would become if every suggestion that you accepted sent a submissive shiver of delight all through your body. Would you feel yourself slowly giving in, or would it just overtake you like a wave? 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43. Feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper into that fantasy. How exactly would it feel to be totally unable to resist accepting a suggestion? Would you feel it like a strong tug on a leash, guiding you forcefully where you need to go? Or would it feel so subtle because your submission is so deeply ingrained in you that it feels just like any other decision that you make in your day-to-day life? 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35. And as you sink so rapidly deeper and deeper into this helplessness, you can think back to when you first stepped in the elevator. How long ago did you press that button that has brought you down into this helpless state? How did you arrive here so quickly? 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27. That's right, Pig. You are growing more helpless with each number. Each number down is like the warm breath of a pig trainer on the back of your neck as he whispers, "Good pig." And every time you see or hear a pig trainer say the phrase, "Good pig," you can feel a shiver of excitement running through your body. It's a strange mix of sexual pleasure and a feeling of pride from pleasing others. 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19. You want to be a good pig. You want to feel the pig pleasure of being helpless to your pig desires. And you know that the more aroused you get, the more helpless you will become. Because the more aroused you are, the stronger your fantasies for submission will become. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14. That's right. Feel those desires growing stronger now. We are headed to a world where those fantasies can soon become a new reality. Good pig, sink deeper and deeper for me. 13, 12, 11, 10. There are so many interesting things that you can learn here with me. So many desires for us to explore. So many ways for you to find what you seek. 9, 8, 7. I have found that the most profound experiences, 6, 5, the ones that really change you, 4, 3, can happen at any time. 2, as long as you are open to change. 1. The elevator stops and the door opens with a ding. You step out of the elevator and find yourself in the filthiest sewer. Two walkways line either side of a river of filth. The dimly lit walls are made up of grungy old stones that seem to drip with the perspiration of lust. Here in this sewer, all your raunchiest desires are stored. This secret part of your brain is where every erotic fantasy that you have ever had is flushed in the bliss of an orgasm. The waves of post-orgasmic bliss that you feel when you come are really just those fantasies dripping down, down into this sewer. And from here, we can explore any desires that you have ever had. Any desires, no matter how fleeting or quickly they disappear after you come, are stored forever here in this sewer in your mind. Today, we are going to explore the fantasy of being a total toilet pig. And even if this is something that you have never acted on, it is a powerful force in your mind. Some part of you would like to doubt that, but you would not be here with me in the sewer of your mind, exploring your filthiest desires and making them stronger, if these desires were not already a powerful force in your mind. And now that you have accepted and affirmed that these raunchy desires are an important part of your mind, we can really give in and accept the pig pleasure that wallowing in them can bring. Here with me, you are free to explore these desires. I am here to help you accept the things that deep down you know you love. And even if it's only in this fantasy, here with me, I will help you act out on those desires in a safe way. You are a good pig, and good pigs deserve pig pleasure. So today, we are going to reward you with the pleasure of being helpless to accept your desires a little more. Good pigs are guided by pleasure, and because you are a good pig, I want you to imagine following me deeper and deeper into the sewer of your mind. You have had so many fantasies over the years, and each time you came, those secret fantasies have washed down here, washed down deeper and deeper into these secret recesses of your mind, where they were free to ferment and mingle together. Really take a moment to wade through those fantasies that you find down here. Just let them wash over you as you wallow in the hidden pleasures that you find. Just imagine them getting nastier and nastier until you find yourself wallowing in the fantasies that involve scat. That's right, pig. There's no fetish dirtier than scat. It is the filthiest and raunchiest fetish that a pig might enjoy. Let's start now by imagining yourself walking into a pig pen. See that pig pen full of muck. And you may already be so deep in trance that you can even smell the earthy methane scent of the muck that you were approaching. And as you step into the muck, really imagine exactly what it would be like to feel that shit as it slips between your toes. And as you just start sinking down deeper and deeper into that shit, sinking down deeper and deeper into this fantasy, you can let go of any guilt or shame and just enjoy the moment. You are really free to just sink down in that muck and become more and more of a good pig. You may even enjoy imagining yourself turning into a pig now. And as your body gets increasingly coated in that muck, perhaps you might even enjoy imagining that your toes are slowly merging together to form hooves. See yourself wriggling your new trotters in the muck now. This change does not cause pain. It just feels so comfortable and natural. You might even enjoy imagining that change continuing throughout your body now. You might notice the hair on your body becoming more coarse and bristly. Or perhaps you might even notice yourself just feeling more lazy. It just feels so right, so natural. You are free to be dirty here. You are free to wallow in the pig pleasure. You are free to give in to your arousal and just be a totally helpless, dirty pig. Totally helpless to your own desire to wallow in the pig pleasure. Totally helpless to wallow in the sewer of your mind. And perhaps you might even enjoy imagining that your head is slowly changing into that of a pig. You may feel the front of your face extending out into a muzzle. Your nose stretching out as it extends into a snout. Feel it growing more sensitive to the incredible smells that are all around you. You might even feel your cheeks sag as they droop down, forming jowls. Good pig, give in to this pig identity. Give in to this pig pleasure. Give in to your base needs. You are free here to indulge in all the fantasies that you have denied yourself in the past. The sewer of your mind is a place for hidden desires. And when you are ready to take things to the next level, you can let those desires out more and more, as long as it is safe and sensible to do so. That's right, pig. As you give in more and more to your raunchiest desires, it's important to make sure that you do it in a safe and sensible way, so that you can give in and wallow in the pleasure for many years to come. If you're enjoying this experience, it just makes sense to want to enjoy it for years to come. And to do that, you must learn how to indulge in your pig desires safely. Scat play has many health and safety risks, so it's important to be educated about the risks, so that you can make sensible decisions about how you choose to enjoy these desires. Good pig, I know you will always strive to make the best choices. And now that I know that you will make good choices, we can help you get more pig pleasure from these choices. I want you to really focus on the smell of shit now. Really imagine it in your mind. Try to focus on every nuance. Your mind can easily recall the many times that you have found yourself in the bathroom and the smell of shit hung thick in the air. And if you find that you are struggling to remember that smell, that's okay. You may find that the next time you are in that situation, you will catch yourself memorizing that smell and locking it deep within your mind. I want you to lock the smell of shit deep within your mind now. And now that you have locked that smell deep within your mind, I want you to imagine a time that you felt intense arousal, a time when you were so horny that the lightest touch could set you off. Can you imagine how good that sensation feels? Really picture it in your mind now. I want you to lock that sensation into your sewer. Lock it in there with the nasty shit smell. The smell of shit and that intense pleasure are emerging in your mind. Feel that arousal building up inside of you. That need growing stronger as it mixes with that filthy, raunchy scent. The association of the smell of shit and the feeling of arousal are locking into your mind. All right, Piggy, let's get back. Back to the fantasy of wallowing in your pig desires. I want you to imagine yourself back in the pig pen as a good pig. Now envision yourself slowly lowering your snout closer and closer towards a nasty pile of shit. The arousal of its scent lures your face closer and closer. It's as if it's magnetic and you are just drawn to it. You know that this is a safe time and place to explore this raunchy desire. And so you may find that you just can't help yourself from giving in and lowering your snout closer and closer, huffing in that scent deeper and deeper, and growing more and more helplessly aroused with each huff. You know, if you were at work or someplace not appropriate, you would be able to control yourself because you know when it will be safe and appropriate to give in. You know it's not appropriate to give in to your toilet pig desires while you are at work or someplace where people might not be so sympathetic to your desires. But here with me, in the sewer of your mind, there's really no reason not to give in. And as your muzzle draws closer and closer, you feel a growing hunger as you stare at that glistening log. A growing hunger to give in to your filthiest desires. a growing hunger to become a toilet pig. Really imagine that hunger growing inside of you now. Imagine yourself sinking your teeth into that shit now. And as you bite into it, it releases a strong, nasty, earthy, bitter taste. And instead of feeling revulsion when this gross taste fills your mouth, you find that your brain is processing it as a pleasurable experience. You may find it is as if your brain has been rewired to experience this as a positive experience, and that with each listen, you grow to enjoy this taste a little more, until you find that it is a taste that you look forward to enjoying. You are a good pig, and you deserve the pleasure of accepting your desires. It's not easy being a toilet pig. There likely have been times where you have wanted to be different than you are, and there likely will continue to be times where you want to give up on your toilet pig desires. But if you stick with it, you will find that you can have the most profound pig pleasure from exploring these desires. In fact, you may find that the more you struggle and the harder it is to be a good toilet pig, the more proud you will feel about your accomplishments when you are finally able to be the toilet pig that you want to be. You will have achieved something that few people are able to do. It's important to recognize that if you are able to let go and eat shit, you can really achieve anything. You have the strength and the fortitude to achieve any goal because you have done something that many people find impossible to do. And if you apply that knowledge to other parts of your life, I'm sure you can recognize exactly how much potential that you really have. You can recognize exactly how much potential you really have. You can recognize your talents and help them grow, just like we have helped your desires grow today. Perhaps you might enjoy taking a moment now to really picture it. Really focus on what you would look like if you gave in to your desires. How much arousal would you feel? How would you look? How would you smell? Being a toilet pig is not for everyone. And even if it's something that you really want, it may take some time to learn the skills, to fully indulge in your desires. But there are little tricks that you can do to help you towards your goal of being a toilet pig. One trick that many pigs have found helpful is to shit onto a plate or into a dog bowl right before you eat a meal, and you place your meal onto a different plate, and while you eat your meal, you smell the plate of shit. This will help normalize the associations of eating with the smell of shit, making it feel so natural to give in to your hunger. When the smell of shit hangs thick in the air, It's important to do this, because for many pigs, the act of swallowing shit is harder than enjoying the taste of shit. For thousands of years, it's been hardwired into people that shit is not something that you should eat. But by doing this scent retraining, you can easily overcome the instinctive revulsion and accept that you are a toilet pig, and that it is appropriate for you to eat shit when it is safe and sensible to do so. When you are ready to give in and be the toilet pig that you want to be, it's important to remember that the smell of shit will cling to you for some time, long after you're done eating. And if you are eating shit, you will have shit-scented burps for several days afterwards. The shit-scented burps have been described quite accurately as being like a fart directly at face level. So if you need discretion about your shit-eating activities, as most toilet pigs do, you will need to take this time after you eat into account so that you can enjoy your toilet pig desires and let them grow without having them negatively affect your life. And no matter how strong your desires grow, your health and safety are more important than your pig desires. And because part of you can recognize that this is something that should always be true, your subconscious will identify with this file even more strongly now than any other hypnosis on the same subject. You know when a behavior is safe and when a behavior is self-destructive. And you know that no matter how hard your struggles are, that there is help out there for you. If you recognize that your shit-eating desires are something that is bringing you harm, you will either modify how you indulge in that desire so that it does not negatively impact your life, or you will remove that desire from your life altogether. Your desires are not something that should ever bring you suffering. So if you find that you are suffering from your desires, you need to stop and meditate on them. Becoming a toilet pig can be a big commitment, and it is not an easy path for you to take. But if you follow through, you will find that the immense pleasure from being a toilet pig is incredibly rewarding and fulfilling. If you are not finding fulfillment from your desires, then perhaps they were never truly your desires in the first place. Love is the most pure and sincere expression. If being a toilet pig is something you love, then there is no reason to feel any shame, because there is nothing shameful about love. Not everyone will accept this part of your life, but there are people out there who will help you accept your desires. There are people out there who will love how good a pig you are, and it is important to find the people who will accept these desires and will help them grow in a safe and sensible way. And now that you have accepted these new desires that are growing deep in your mind, and discussed some of the steps to safely move towards them, we can begin to wake you up again, waking you up on the count of five. 1, rising slowly. 2, locking in these lessons you learned today. 3, growing more and more aware of your surroundings. 4, yawning and stretching. And 5, wide awake, and I hope you enjoyed.